here in the cellar? Yes, young lady, welcome.
Closer, young lady. Don't be scared. It is dark here, but just a few steps more. Oh, I am delighted that you have decided to come here. The invitation was a bit mystical, maybe. Meet me in the cellar after dinner. You being the maid and I'm the coachman of the mansion. You know, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Meet you here where no one can see us. And not least, no one can hear us. You were doubting whether it was a good idea to come here. Was it a proper behavior for a decent, well-behaved, obedient girl? I am glad you decided it was. Ah, you look so fine in your apron with that short skirt and those high heels. So tasty. So very, I can almost feel how you are blushing. Yes, look around you in the darkness. Look at all those bottles in the cellar here, covered with cobweb. Should we taste one? You're afraid they might notice? Oh, they have so many of them. The risk is negligible. Let me open and... Here, I even brought you a glass for tasting. Best Chateau Marcon Grand Vin. Well, what do you think? Good taste, yes. Let me taste also. On your lips. Lovely maid, may I taste? You like that? I noticed a shiver on you. Even in this darkness, I can discern your apron and your skirt. How they fit so perfectly around your body, around your legs. Such a pretty little girl. You are, with lips so soft. Do you want more wine? Yes, of course. Oh, sorry. Some drops from the bottle fell right there. In your cleavage. Do you want me to lick them up? Not sure? Don't try to fool yourself, my fair maid. I know you won't. Needy girl. No one can see you now. No one will know. And... Ah.
I want to give you what you need, what you want deep inside. Lick you there. Oh yes, so soft, so nice. Let me take your apron off you. Oh yes, and oh, yes, take out your boobs. I think you're getting excited already. Your nipples standing straight out. Good girl. Let me lick around them. Licking. And sucking. As my hand goes between your legs. Pushing you against the wall here. But be careful. Be careful. We don't want those bottles to fall to the ground. It will be one hell of a sound. And I prefer the sounds you are making. Moan for me, good girl. Feel my fingers higher up on your thighs. Oh my, you are squirming and shaking for me. Close your eyes now, good girl, and turn around. Oh, yes. Hold on to that table here as I am massaging your legs and your ass. What a fine ass. And I'm biting your neck. As I'm pulling skirt down. Feels good, but I think you need something more. Yes, yes you do. Let me spank your fine ass. You like that? You want more? Good girl. Two. Three, four, five. Oh, you moans tell me that was just what you yearned for. Such a good girl. Just let me do a final touch then. And now I'm going to let my fingers stroke over your panties. So wet for me. So wet for me. After those spanks. Good girl. Good girl. Feel my fingers. Now, going inside your panties. Rubbing your cunt and... What? Say it again. You want me to? Yes. Touch your clit. Of course. Of course I'd like to. Feel my finger there. Just where you want it. As I bite your neck. And I taste you. Kiss your lips again with that excellent wine. Dear maid, you are gushing over my fingers, drenching them. Oh, moan higher, coming close are we. Yes. Oh, yes. No one can hear us. Just let go. Let me take my other hand in the wine glass first and put it in your mouth. Bite it. Let the feeling overpower you. Feel the sensations from your sensitive point through all those nerves attacking your brain. Yes, good girl. More and more pleasure, so intense, my fingers going in and out of you. Yes, stroking you, so delightful. You know what must happen now. Yes, yes, you do. You are going to come for me. Good girl. Hold on to that table. Bite my fingers. Yes, and come right now. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, coming. That's it. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, good girl. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, you're still shaking? Oh, yes. Oh, that was good, wasn't it? Are you satisfied? Not quite. You want more? You want what? Me inside you? How could I ever say no to such a delightful little creature? I want to be your servant, dear mate, eager to please you. Let me just move here and lower my trousers. Yes, here we go. Stand still. Yes, spread your legs, good girl. And now feel how I gently but firmly enter you with my hard shaft and death. You even more and more and yes, yes. Oh, you feel so good around me now as I take you from your behind. Let me hold your hips as you hold on again to the table. And I will push in and out and in and out a little harder. You deep now from behind. Oh, yes. This is what you wanted. This is what you have been fantasizing about. Lying alone in your bed at night, touching yourself, thinking it must be a sin to have those wicked thoughts. Oh, yes. But I can assure you, it is nature itself that gives you those passions, those urges. It is normal, natural, just as it should be. Feel me pounding into you. I love to think about our masters right now. They have no idea whatsoever where we are. Maybe they are even looking for us as we are missing in action. Yes, yes, you like that. You like me pounding into you, but you're a little worried.
excuse later. Don't you worry. You'll feel how I pound you harder now. Yes, while my hands go up to your boobs, caressing them as I thrust deeper, deeper. Whole tables moving against the wall. I'm pounding you so hard now. I'm giving you pleasure, sweet pleasure. Yes. Good girl. Good girl for me, yes. I'm making you ready to come again. Yes, my little sweet mate. You are going to climax again. I can feel how your ass moves against it now.
Again, and one last time.
kiss you, dear girl. Sweet creature, lovely maid, can I wipe you off with my towel I have here? Yes. Yeah. I came a lot. So did you, my dear girl. Let me just sit here and take you in my arms. Stroke that beautiful hair and your cheeks. You are so cute when you smile, even here in the cellar. Do you want to sit here with me, just holding each other? Feeling each other's warmth, being close. As I kiss you above the eyebrows and on your neck again. You taste so good. What? Do you feel guilty? Guilty that you enjoyed it so much, that it felt so good? Don't be guilty. Don't feel bad. Even you should probably be cleaning the silverware or ironing the newspapers by now. And I ought to be in the stables. Yes, but I'm much better here, attending to my own little mare. The masters upstairs, they can do without us for a while. I think they should appreciate you more. Ungrateful and haughty lot they are. You like to work here in the mansion? Well, an intelligent young woman like you should not get stuck here in a position like yours. Like I have. I've been here far too long. You should really go somewhere, study something. Learn a profession. I know you can do it. You are so smart and you just need to believe in yourself. Hold me tight now, maid. You are worth a lot. You are such a good girl. But that does not mean that I don't hold you in very high regard. Lean against me. Relax. We are servants, and yes, I know I should get back to my duties now. But sitting here with you, it feels like time has stopped. I just want to be immersed in the moment. Right now. I don't care if they're missing us. I don't care about anything other than now. Do you feel the same? Kiss me again, sweet young lady, kiss me. You are so